Blog Talk Radio.
www.theclowntimes.net, and you can also find me on Facebook. Just do a Google search for The Clown Times. It's Clown spelled with a K. You'll be able to find me there. Tonight is special night. Well, first of all, before I get into what tonight's show is about, I implore all of you out there to take the ALS Icebreaker Challenge. I just took mine earlier today. It was supposed to be for my son, because he was actually challenged by one of his preschool friends and on Facebook. So he was supposed to do the challenge. I was supposed to do it with them since he's only 4 and a half. But as the video progresses, and it's on Facebook, and it's actually on Twitter and Facebook right now, he actually ran away, and I actually ended up doing the challenge myself. So at any rate, it was good for me because, and a little therapeutic, is just that I lost a relative to ALS almost 10 years ago, my aunts, my dad's maybe sister. So I still love you and miss you, Miss Aunt Les. But anyway, I'm glad I did the challenge, and I passed on the challenge to some buddies of mine and my younger brother. So hopefully, and even if you all do not take the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, please, I beg of you, please donate $100 to your ALS charities out there. There's several of them, so please donate. At any rate, this is, like, tonight is the first series of my NFL Superfan series. We're going to kick it off tonight with the Dallas Cowboys of all teams. We'll talk to a fan, a buddy of mine named Jeremy Winters. He's a longtime Dallas Cowboys fan, so he did it with me last year. It was a hit, so we're going to do it again tonight. Hopefully he'll be able to join us. I know he's a daddy and everything, so we'll see. So in the meantime, we're going to talk a little bit about what I think of the Dallas Cowboys' upcoming season. First of all, this is kind of painful in the sense of doing this by myself because I am not a Cowboys fan. I grew up hating the Cowboys. I'm a Steelers fan, of course. So I'm not old enough to remember what went on with in the 70s, but I do remember what caused me to hate the Cowboys, and I'll share a quick story with y'all. when I started watching football with my father when I was 8 in the early 1980s, yes, I'm old. I noticed, we watched an early game, I watched the game with my father and him. Being his Washington Redskins against the Dallas Cowboys back in the Joe Theismann and the Benny White days, of course. I never heard my father cuss for my life until that point. I never heard him get upset at anything until that point. Long story short, if my memory serves me correctly, the Cowboys apparently beating the dog piss out of his Redskins. And, it was at Dallas, so I also wore a team of white jersey, what I thought was pretty boys at the time. And since little boys smell like girls, saw the cheerleaders, and I was like, That was all supposed to be football. And so coupled that 8-year-old thinking of mine with my dad's utterly disdain for the Cowboys, or the team in white, it was to me at the time. And I started hating the Cowboys from that moment on. So that was, I'll be 41 next month, so that was 33 years ago today that I started hating the Cowboys. So proud of that moment. And I had to say that because I'll try and get to this podcast in case Jeremy is unable to join me and whatnot. So anyway, let's just go with it. So I just make things quick here. We're going to talk about what went down last season and what went wrong for the Cowboys and actually how we could get it back. So at any rate, as we all know, the Cowboys finished at a dismal 8-8 record last season. I say dismal because they always have the talent. They never seem to put it together for whatever reason. And, you know, Tony Romo had a, I don't want to say a career year, but he was pretty damn good. And, you know, Dez Bryant is a freaking beast. And if they decide to, whatever they decide to run the football, the running back wasn't that bad as well. It was just the sorry defense that was right 32nd in the league last season. And from what I understand, from what I've seen so far in preseason, it looked they're destined to, if what could finish worse than 32, could finish worse than 32, that makes any sense. Let's just take a look at this right quick. You know what's bad when your best offensive output came in a loss. Talking about last year's Denver Broncos and Dallas Cowboys game. Dallas, Tony Romo had one of the better games. Unfortunately, they gave up 51. And, you know, it's just crazy. I mean, you know, you form a figure that whoever finishes, like, scores 45 points, coming with the win. But, you know, as the defense has it, or at least the alleged defense has it, they pretty much, they pretty much, like with the bed and lost out on that. So, but anyway, let me just give you the stats. Okay, Dallas finished 30th overall opposing passing yards and 27th allowing rushing yards. But basically, they were just bad. The part about the whole thing was that Dallas still were the Cowboys were in a lot of games last season. I mean, if you take a look at it, I mean, they finished 5-1 in their division, despite all the struggles and everything. So, I mean, it has to be painful for Cowboys fans because it's like the third or fourth year in a row that you guys finished right on the brink of making the playoffs. And, it just continuously falls short. Let's just look at these scores here and just give you an idea of how close they came to making the playoffs. Again, like the aforementioned Denver Broncos game, they actually lost that one 51-45. They lost at Detroit 31-30, a game where Dallas led almost the entire game and ended up blowing away in the end. And what should have been a focus was, you know, Dallas' defense was should have been the focus of that game, or Les' defense, but there was when Dez Bryant had that epic meltdown on the sideline, and Jason Witten was trying to call him down, but, you know, it was too little too late. He was made out to look like a total ass, he being blind to this, where he was just frustrated. He was frustrated that his defense let him down once again, let his team down once again. And also, the Packers game had to be the most painful. They were winning that game, and then they end up losing 37-36. You know, that's painful loss number two. And if we look at that particular game, Dallas led 26-3 at halftime. Most teams do not lose, especially an NFL team. You know, most NFL teams do not lose a game when they're up 26-3 at the half. unfortunately, Dallas told the dude, they, as Stephen A. Smith calls, quote, an accident waiting to happen, they gave up 34 points in the second half. Galaxy outscored 34. I mean, what's an offense to do? You know, your defense just shits, like totally shits in the bed. And, you know, like that, I mean, it's just horrible. And if that wasn't bad enough, the last game of the season against the Philadelphia Eagles, they hosted the Eagles. And, you know, I think the Eagles matchup before that, they won 17-3 at Philly. So, you know, they, at least they had, you know, Dallas pretty much where it was in the driver's seat in that contest, in this Week 17 contest. Instead, they ended up losing 24-22. Bye-bye playoffs for the second year in a row and the last game of the season, I think third year in a row. I think the year before last was at the hands of the Redskins, and the year before that it was at the hands of the Giants. So what I'm trying to say is that Dallas has a recent history of pretty much just crapping out when everything is on the line. So, you know, which is too bad because, like I said, they wasted one of Tony Romo's best years on the center. Dez Bryant's coming out party, and DeMarco Murray having a pretty damn good year himself if and when they decide to get into football. Which leads me to the coaching. Coach Jason Garrett. Now, I have nothing against Jason Garrett. I think he's a very intelligent guy. He went to Princeton for crying out loud, so he's obviously not a dummy. It's just that he just does some making boneheaded coaching decisions. I mean, first of all, not giving the ball enough to DeMarco Murray. Putting the ball in Tony Romo's hands when, like in the Denver game, when all they had to do was to fill in the ball, at least get some few first downs, because Denver wasn't stopping the Cowboys that game. Hell, no one stopped anyone that game, but in particular, Denver wasn't. And, you know, it was just a waste. It was just a total waste. And that had to go at the feet of, all blame has, you know, went to Jason Garrett. That's what it should have. And now you have Scott Linehan calling the plays. Who knows how that's going to turn out? I mean, if that's a question. Because I know there were some chemistry issues last year with Bill Callahan, who used to call the plays last season. So it's like way too many cooks in the offensive kitchen. And I know Jason Garrett wants to call plays. I know he didn't like being muted last season. But, I mean, they have to come up with a plan. They have to figure out the plan of a way, basically, or else the season's going to go south. And, that's how it's going to go. But as far as the draft goes, I personally would have liked if Dallas drafted Johnny Manziel. And I said that because Tony Romo's coming off of back surgery, major back surgery. He's 34 years of age, which is in NFL years pretty damn ancient, close to being ancient. I know that Peyton Manning is still going strong at 38. And Tom Brady is still Tom Brady at age 37. But one thing about Father Time and sex is that they're both undefeated and untied. And since Tony Romo had that back surgery at this stage of his career, you know, I hope that it comes back well. Like I said, I like Tony Romo a lot. I think he's a damn good quarterback. I think he's a top 10 quarterback easily in this league. But I think that they would have been better served, Dallas would have been better served if they would have drafted Manziel. Now, would it have been a circus? Hell freaking yes. I mean, you talk about Manziel pretty much balling his home state and for Jerry Jones nowhere. And so I'm surprised, actually proud, but actually surprised that Jerry Jones passed up on what would have been a huge media frenzy on his team, because we all know how Jerry Jones likes his team to be in the spotlight. Even at the expense of winning, case in point, last year's Denver game, where such a bitter loss, such a hard-fought loss to the Broncos, Jerry Jones' immediate reaction was like, and I'm just paraphrasing, I'm not going to quote him, basically he said that he was proud of the fact that the game itself generated a lot of ratings for his team, win or loss, which just, I mean, just it just goes to show you that his Jerry Jones's priority is not, of course, winning or loss. It's about making a show, making a profit, and everyone talking about his team. So I just asked Dallas Cowboys fans for the last 13-plus years counting, will Jerry Jones ever get a general manager, a real general manager? He hasn't had one since Barcelos was in town. And, you know, they've only won one playoff game in over 10 years. And I think seeing how the team is constructed, especially on defense, I think that job's going to continue. And actually, I think the 8-8 would be overachieving if they, like going through the season. I mean, because, like I said, offense may win some games and may score some brownie points, no pun intended, but defense just wins championships. Defense that gets you to the playoffs. Gets your defense to the playoffs. And I don't see it happening. Because just look at their schedule. They play they play the NFC West. So that's all four losses right there. And I don't care if I'm including St. Louis. I think St. Louis is better than what's been advertised. He's playing a subdivision of football. Of course, even though they finished 5-1 in the division last year, I think Washington is a lot better this year. I think Philly is a lot better this year. And, you know, even though the Giants, you know, they have offensive struggles around the preseason, I just don't see guys competing all that much this year in the NFC East. Coupled with that, with the fact that they have to go to Chicago, they hope they play Indianapolis. I mean, they do get a break. Speaking of Indianapolis, they do get a break in the sense they play in South. But still, NFC West, four losses. Colts, one more loss. Bears, another loss. It's at Chicago, by the way, a Thursday night game. So my North Carolina Mets says that six losses right there. And I don't see them beating Philadelphia or Washington this year at least once. Two more losses, that's eight losses. There you go. Case closed, right? So it's just baffling to me why and how Dallas seems to be the same walking disaster. And it's just too bad. Now, I don't know what they're going to do on defense. Like I said before, I don't know if whoever's going to step on the defense. I mean, because they traded, I mean, not traded, I mean, they let some of the best defensive talent go after last season. One of the guys was hurt this season, and it just doesn't look good on defense. It just doesn't look good defensively. You just wonder would the team ever get it? Would Jerry Jones ever get it? Basically, they have to draft better. I mean, granted, I'm glad that they went with offensive lineman, at least for Tony Romo's sake. They went with an offensive lineman in the first round of the draft, and Zach Martin out of Notre Dame. But after that, I mean, seriously? Really? I don't know. I feel bad for Cowboys fans everywhere. I'm not going to belabor the point. I'm pretty sure that Jeremy Wentz is unable to come on because he doesn't want to talk about how bad his Cowboys are. And, you know, I feel his pain, but it is what it is. I feel kind of dirty doing this podcast by myself without him. But at any rate, let's just call for it. I see Dallas at 7-9 this season. Like I said, 8-8 is being very optimistic. I really won't be surprised if I see them at 6-10, but they're going to be worse than they were last year. And we'll see. But maybe they'll surprise them. Maybe Tony Romo will have an out-of-body experience type year this year and help carry the Cowboys to the promised land. Hell, they have the score of 40 to 50 points like per game to do it, which I don't see happening, like not even in this past happy era of the NFL. But I'll say this. As much as I love banging on the Cowboys, as much as I agree with Stephen A. Smith that they're, quote, an accident waiting to happen, even though I love seeing Cowboys fans cry everywhere over the state of their team, I'll say this. You guys have damn good building block. He's a freaking stud. That dude can ball. You got a good running back in the Malcolm Murray. Well, the offensive line is improving. So at least offensively, you guys are straight. Offensively, you guys are one of the best in the league. It's just that your defense, it's like, it's just put it this way. The Steve Spagnuolo-led New Orleans Saints defense of yesteryear, which gave up an NFL record amount of points and yardage, thinks the Cowboys defense. So, there you have it. Unless Jerry Jones, A, hires a real general manager, and B, brings in defensive talent, whether it's to the draft or make a smart move of free agency, I don't see the Cowboys getting better anytime soon. I see them getting better in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and which too bad because that's wasting Tony Romo's years, prime years, and Des Bryant's prime years as well, and Jason Witten. So there you have it. I feel a little bit dirty talking about the Cowboys by myself, but hey, you know, the show must go on, and, you know, I've been praying for you, Cowboys fan. Y'all in my prayers. It's too bad because you're all good fans, but at any rate, Jerry Williams, we're praying for you, buddy. Like I said, I knew that you didn't want to come on and talk about the Cowboys because I knew how much agony that they must call you and the angst that they cost you, but anyway, it's all good. I'll pray for you. But anyway, tomorrow night, we'll be talking some more football, NFL. So join us tomorrow night, which I will talk about the Cincinnati Bengals with my man, Andre Edwards. So hopefully he won't be too afraid to join me and talk about the team. Hell, I think he should join us because the team is actually pretty good. I like the Cowboys. So anyway, I'm done banging on him. I see y'all tomorrow. This is Scott Punch Chicano, 06. Peace out. Night.